His doctor was surprised that, as his carer, I was unaware of Dad's advanced prostate cancer. It's beyond hope of treatment, but they've put him on morphine as they think he's in considerable pain.
"Nice pear?"
inquires Woolly Tights, gesturing at the quince I'm munching. She's got the same pointy nose as her unresponsive dad. They're like Mr. Pointy Nose and Miss Pointy Nose in a set of Happy Families cards. I'm not part of a recognisable family set. I've inherited Dad's once brown hair, but not his original fine features or his tight cyclist's body. I've never looked like either of my parents. Not my handsome, wiry dad, nor my beautiful, willowy mum. Although the pressure of hiding my shameful secrets this year has jettisoned more than half my body weight. And I'm occasionally disconcerted to catch Mum in my silhouette in a shiny shop window.
"The pear?"
Woolly Tights repeats, her little white boots squeaking on the lino as she swivels towards me.
"Is juicy. I get all my fruit at market, to feel before I buy."
"Hmm," I respond. "Got any more?" she asks, still upbeat, despite my wall of mms.
"Mum," I say, shaking my head.
I've got four more in my bag, but why make her day even worse? These aren't sweet, juicy pears. These are hard, nasty.